Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Much love, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever time you're listening to this podcast. Guys, I want to say thank you for supporting me in 2022. It's been an incredible year of growth for myself, for my friends, my family, my relationship, my business, and it's completely down to you guys. It's you guys support me, encourage me, hearing your testimonials, hearing your kind words, hearing your feedback of how my content or my courses or my work has impacted you guys in a positive way. It's literally like my drugs. It's literally, I get emotional, I get teary. I had a testimonial the other day from a client I worked with and I literally was in tears. So I say that with pride and I say that with love because it is meaningful what I do. So just by listening to this, you guys are supporting me and I'm very grateful to have you guys here today. So guys, with that being said, if you are okay liking the video, whether you're, whatever platform you're listening to right now, like the video, comment down below. And if you get value from this, share this with a friend so we can help more people. We're talking about how to deal with toxic people, okay? How to deal with people who suck. How to deal with negative people, okay? So the first point that I want to share, I do forget if this is Marcus Aurelius or another Stoic that I've been studying lately, but the reality is, guys, people suck. There are people out there that fucking suck. They are negative. They have a lot of shit internally that they haven't worked on. They haven't done the inner work. They haven't done the healing. They've got a lot of limiting beliefs. They've got a lot of shit that they haven't worked on. And the reality is those people are out there. So expect that. Understand those people are out there. So when you run into those people, it's normal. It's like, okay, to be expected. I've just bumped in to another person who sucks. Because people, the blow that hurts the most is the blow that you don't see coming. So if you don't see something coming and it blindsides you, it normally triggers you. It sets you off. It sucks. It's hard. But if you just understand and appreciate, there are negative people in this world. And there's another angle I'm going to go on throughout this, but just appreciate that's the world we live in. And they're presenting themselves in your life for a lesson, for a reason, for a benefit. There's benefits there. I'll get to that point soon. I'll use a small example. Like today is December 23rd, where by the time recording this, and we went and looking at Christmas lights last night with a couple friends of mine, and we're driving in the car. And we were driving along the Christmas lights and there was these people in the road. They were taking photos and they were just really oblivious that I was trying to get past. I was driving my car. I was driving and like I couldn't move because I couldn't go anywhere because this person was doing it. And they didn't even know I was there. I had my lights on. Like it was very obvious I was there. And I was just like smiling. I'm like, how beautiful is this? And my friend gave me a nice compliment. He said, I love how this stuff, you're so calm and you don't get triggered and you're so, you just regulate with what's going on and it doesn't piss you off. You're just so chilled about it. I said, thank you, man. I appreciate the compliment. I'm not always like this. I do get triggered. I'm a human being just like you. But like, what's the alternative? What does getting angry and frustrated and pissed off, what's the benefit of that? It doesn't serve anyone. So just appreciate that people suck. People are going to do things that annoy you. People are going to do things that piss you off. People are going to do things that challenge you. And life is not about what happens to you. It's how you respond to it. If you look at the word responsible, it's able to respond. Response able. You're able to respond. Life is not what happens to you. It's your ability to respond what happens to you. So when these people that suck, whether it's your friends, your family, your coworkers, someone in fucking traffic, someone you bump into down the shops, whatever it may be, when these people show up for your life, in your life, appreciate that's normal. There are those people out there and you've just bumped into another one. The second point that I want to go on this, because there's about 6 points that I'm going to be sharing today. Step one, just appreciate people suck. There's going to be some negative people out there and they're doing the best of what they've got. They probably haven't done the inner work like you. They're probably not conscious like what you're doing. They haven't healed wounds like you have. They haven't looked into self-development like you have. They're doing the best of what they've got. Second point though, is don't tolerate it. I had this interesting conversation this year, actually. It was a family member of mine, and this person has a lot of judgment over one of their parents. And this close friend slash family member has a lot of judgment, and they're like, well, I've cut this person off. I don't want anything to do with them, and I've set boundaries just like you preach. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. That's true. Set boundaries, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're still holding on to the judgment over that person, it's still going to weigh you down because I actually made a video of this the other day, a podcast. It will be live before this podcast. So if you're listening to this one right now, it's the one before this one. It's how to forgive people that have hurt you. Go listen to that one. It's a really awesome one. And I speak about this, but the judgment, say someone hurts you, and the judgment that you have over the person that hurts you is the same energy as each other, and you attract in life who you are. So you judging and holding on to something that you haven't let go of is attracting more of that energy into your life. And this person that I'm referring to, this person has a lot of judgment over a father figure in her life, and she struggles to have intimate relationships with any fucking man, male or masculine energy in her life. So the judgment she has over him is the energy she keeps attracting into her life. She keeps attracting people with the same energy because she's judging it. And that, if you can really click and let that sink in what I just said, is why it's so important to learn to forgive, learn to let go. Go listen to my most previous podcast. But appreciate when people suck. Don't judge them. It is what it is. They suck. They've done something negative to you. So what? It's your ability to respond which gives you your power. The moment you give your power to someone else about how you feel, you've given your power away of how you can respond and how you can live your life. It's pretty much saying, I give you my power over how I feel and how my life is. Because your feelings, your thoughts, your energy creates the life that you have right now. If you do know someone who's really negative, really angry, really stressed, really whatever, just negative frequencies and emotions, and they have all of that chaotic energy and negative energy in their life because they're attracting who they are. So there's two sides to the coin here. One is don't get angry. There's a great quote. The best revenge is to not become like those people. The best revenge is to not become like that person. So when someone who sucks or someone who's toxic or something that who's negative shows up in your life, don't become like them. Don't react back in a negative way. But on the same flip of that coin, on the other side of that same coin, is don't tolerate it. I'm not saying, okay, well, someone's toxic, just put up with it and be okay with it. No, no, no. Don't let it hurt you. Don't let it set you off. Don't let it sink you and weigh you down. But don't allow that energy in your life. This is where, like the person I'm referring to, that's when it comes to setting boundaries. That's when it comes to not letting, being very picky about which people and what energy you allow into your life. Who do you allow into your circle? So that's the flip of the same coin. Don't get pissed off. Don't let it hurt you. Don't let it trigger you. Don't let it set you off and ruin your day. But don't tolerate that. So if it's a fucking relationship, you got to jump on top of that. If you're in a shit relationship where you don't feel safe to be yourself, you guys can't have open communication, you guys don't feel safe with each other, then you've got to really consider if that's the right relationship for you. I would probably encourage you to either fix the relationship or get out of that relationship. But if it's a family member, and this can be challenging, it's around Christmas, we're coming into Christmas time right now. I just made a Christmas post on my Instagram about it. But like, some people don't have great relationships with their family. Some people have quite toxic relationships. And I guess depending on what it is that you're doing, this is a very individual case-by-case situation. But it's hard because I don't know your situation, but just generally speaking, is don't let that person get to you. Don't let that person ruin your day. But then don't allow and but set boundaries to what level you can. Like if you're in a family dynamic and there's one person in the room of 20 that you fucking don't get along with and they're not the energy you want, do your best to not let them get to you, not let them piss you off, not let them ruin your day, and set boundaries to whatever level that you can. Whether you don't really sit next to them at the dinner table or you just try to keep your distance from them, you just don't let them come into it because you do become who you hang with, which is a reality of it. So I hope this is making sense. I'm kind of free-flowing this. I haven't really got to all my points just yet, but I hope you guys are picking up what I'm throwing down right now. One thing that I always come back to, this is something from Dr. John DeMartini. I've actually got his book behind me. It's called The Breakthrough Experience. It's an incredible book. It's my number one recommendation. Whenever someone says, what's the number one self-development book you recommend? Hands down, The Breakthrough Experience. It doesn't even come close for me. So in that book, he teaches it really, really well. The only true perception we have of life is love and gratitude. And they are one and the same to a degree. They're very similar frequencies. So whenever you guys are struggling, or whenever you're perceiving something that is not love or is not gratitude, it is a lopsided perception. So when someone who sucks or someone who's negative or someone who's toxic is in your life, and you can't say you're grateful for them being there, and you can't say you love who they are for exactly who they are, you're not seeing the full picture. You're missing some information. You're perceiving something differently because those people are coming into your life for a reason. They might be there to teach you something. They might be there to teach you self-worth. They might be there to teach you boundaries. They might be there to teach you patience. If you've wished for a beautiful relationship, the universe is not just going to give you one. It's going to send you people and circumstances to teach you and help you become the person that deserves that beautiful relationship, which will often be in the form of a shit relationship. It will teach you things you don't want. It will teach you boundaries. It will teach you how to choose the right person. So until you can see that this person has actually come into your life for a reason, for a lesson, for growth, for whatever it may be, and you're not grateful for it, you will continue to repeat those problems. You repeat problems until you learn what they're there to teach you. Another way of saying that is you attract people to trigger you, and you continue to attract people to trigger you until you heal through the thing that they're triggering. This comes into traumas, into wounds, into letting go, into all the stuff that I teach. I hope you guys are getting value from this. I'm kind of excited right now. You can probably feel my energy right now. So my last point, I've kind of covered all the points indirectly. I didn't really go step by step. Step one, people suck. I expect that. It's going to happen. You're going to bump into those people. Two, set boundaries. Don't tolerate it. So learn from them. Don't judge them. Don't hold on to the judgment, but definitely set boundaries and prioritize your time, prioritize your energy, and be really conscious of who you let into your life. Number three is gratitude. There's benefits to them being there. They're teaching you something. They're teaching you boundaries. They're teaching you communication. They're teaching you self-worth. They're teaching you what you don't want. They're teaching you a lesson. They're giving you skills. They're giving you knowledge. They're giving you experience, which is going to be incredibly valuable to you over the next 50 years of your life. Fourth step is regulate. So let's do it with me right now. If you're listening to this, I want you to take a big, deep breath in. And we're going to breathe through our nose. And you're going to breathe and you're going to aim for your belly button, okay? The lowest parts of your stomach, even lower than your belly button. And we'll do one and then I'm going to give you another level, okay? So you're going to breathe in for 5 seconds. We're going to hold it for 5 seconds. We're going to let it out for 5 seconds, okay? Let's do it together. 3, 2, 1, breathe in. 1, 3, 4, 5, hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, five. That's just one. We'll do that a couple times. But now, to take it even a little bit further, this comes from the energy centers, from your chakras and etc. The channel of energy that we have throughout our body. Majority, I forget the stat off the top of my head, but it's about 80 or 90% of the world's energy is stored and locked and stuck in our first three energy centers. Now, what that means is you've got a lot of creative energy in your energy centers, especially the lower ones. And that's where a lot of guilt, frustration, sexual addiction, addictive to substances, stimulus come from. So a good way to start to channel that energy and move that energy throughout your body and circulate that energy is by squeezing your perineum, if I said that correctly. It's pretty much your pelvic floor muscles. You know when you can kind of stop yourself from going to the bathroom, Kegel exercises. When you tense that part of your body while breathing, while sending that energy to your head, it circulates energy a little bit more for you. So this is what you want to do. So you're going to breathe in and you squeeze and send energy to your head while you breathe in, and then you breathe out nice and relaxed, okay? So we'll do this together. Breathe in and tense. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out, relax. Do that one more time. Breathe in and tense. Breathe out, relax. And you do that when these people that suck and piss you off, they show up in your life. And this can be hard moment to moment. It's like a muscle. You get better at it. But just learning to regulate your emotions will help you be more present, be less triggered, be less emotional, be less angry, be less reactive. So that's just another step that I want to put in there. The final step is appreciate. And I've already alluded to this in this podcast, but as soon as you give the responsibility or the blame of how you feel to someone else or another circumstance or another situation outside of you, you are being a victim. You are giving your power away for how your life is. You're blaming someone for how you feel. You're blaming someone for how you are. And again, it's not your fault what happens to you. It's your responsibility to what you do about what happens to you. So if you are blaming your friends, your partner, your ex-partner, your business partner, whatever it is, your parents, if you are blaming them for how you feel now, you are giving the power away to do anything about it. You are giving your power away to improve it. Yes, what they did might have hurt. Yes, what they did might have been wrong. But if you keep blaming them, you give your power away to do anything about it. Remember, responsibility is your ability to respond. How are you going to respond to what's happened? It's not your fault what's happened to you. It's your responsibility to respond back to it and change your life. Take ownership, take responsibility, and grow from it. Guys, that's my podcast for today. Hope you got some value from it. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever time you're listening to this. Please send this to a friend. If you haven't genuinely liked this video, please like it down below. It does help me reach more people. Leave a comment below. Reach out to me. If you would like a free strategy call, guys, to connect with me and I can help you identify what's holding you back in life and how we can break through on that and practical things you can do straight away, look at the bottom. There'll be a link there somewhere for a free strategy call or a free month of my mastermind. Go check it out. I look forward to connecting with you guys. Much love. Have a great 2023. And I'll see you guys very soon.